It's kind of timely that I had you on. Ha I'm having you on. I had Luongo on the other day.
Tom and I are parting ways in terms of worldview, where we still get along fine, but we're our
Well,
worldviews
that's
are
timely then.
polar opposite.
Then convince I'm buying in to Tom. I want you to convince what not this is not specific to Tom, I
But
guess.
the general ideas,
The
right?
general idea, where is that wrong?
Well, I'm not qualified to know what's wrong with the London-centric worldview. I
Yeah.
find it, and I've tried to find a good source. And the best source I got actually was out of Jim Kunstler, who sent me an article that described the origin of the city of London that dates back to 1067 or something, right? And the
Right.
city of London is, which most people don't realize, is kind of like the Vatican, where it's an entity within a country. And it's a financial empire. I think, again, you can tell how little I really understand. I think it's r sort of a Rothschild based. If it's not, something's wrong because they owned everything at one point. So,
Right.
so to Tom, the city of London's like this hub from which all the spokes come off.
Right.
And I did a couple podcasts with Steve Hanke, who's a currency expert. I mean, global currency expert. He was
Yeah.
Suharto's advisor. He was various, I mean, he was big. And I asked him in this podcast about the city of London. He said, it's irrelevant. So I've been trying to set up a zero hedge debate with Tom on one side, with Hanke and as the moderator. And
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out who would take the other side. And the problem is the people who don't subscribe to the City of London model don't care enough either to do it, right? So they
Yeah.
haven't they it's like they haven't dug into it, and they just don't find them. It has not caught their attention. It's not caught their interest. And so I haven't
Maybe
found the.
Bob Moriarty.
Moriarty, he'd be interesting in the sense that there's no one with a more cutting wit than Bob. He'll slice you and dice you like Jack the Ripper with his funny way. But I don't think Tom needs someone who's got best factual understanding, because Tom has got this model that's got tremendous number if you think of it as a Christmas tree ornaments, right? I mean, there's a tremendous amount of information in Tom. He's been studying this for a long time. There needs to be someone who has read about those and taken the different path, and then I'd like to see them go at it. It wouldn't be important. I was on a podcast with Tom, I don't know, 3 days ago. So it wouldn't be important, except for the fact that where Tom's model leads him to is a very sort of pro-Trump, pro-40 chess model.
Yeah.
And that's where you get people's attention, as in like, no fucking way, right?
Yeah.
And so I think there are people who are dismissive of Tom, but it would I don't think they'd be able to easily debate him.
Right.
And at the
I would
same
agree with
time,
you.
I'm not saying that Tom's necessarily right. I'm just saying that he would be a difficult debate because it would be one of those, did you know that, sort of thing. And you go, no, I didn't know that, but sort of
Yeah.
that sort of thing. And I can't hold up against him except for there's times where I see a real, what I think is a crack or a gap in the logic, and I can go for that and say I don't see where this makes sense, So I play much more defense. So it's like I'm playing ping pong, and I'm the guy who stands back and just keeps flipping it back over the net,
Yeah,
right?
right.
When I can, right? And he just keeps hammering slams at me. So,
Right. Well, I guess then that what's the and I have my I don't want to say issues, but my reservations about Tom and Tom's thesis and
he's
from
undoubtedly
Tom's a
wrong
friend.
at some level, right? No one's got a perfect model, so you should have reservations about parts of it. I mean,
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom is a friend.
Right.
I've never
He
met him
he's my
before.
I've probably done 20 podcasts with him, so yeah.
Yeah. But I'm trying to find out then what is it, because I don't buy into Trump's an idiot.
No, he's politically actually quite savvy in
Yeah.
a caveman DNA sort of way, right?
Exactly.
But for example, when he bombed Iran, he couldn't possibly have not known that this was a high risk venture. I just don't believe it.
I don't believe that either. In fact, that was a point of con not a point of contention, but I had Tom on right away after that, and I was like, no,
Well,
well,
that's he and I went at that same issue. So
yeah.
it's and then we get stuck on the facts too. So, the Strait of Hormuz, how open is it? How closed is it? And how open does it have to be irrelevant? And there's Tom says that, 60% is getting out through other channels. And I just don't know other people who think that.
Right.
I don't run into them, so I'm now working on trying to find someone who can document the actual percent flow through the strait. And he made an argument that, ships are being escorted through the strait, and I said, but they're being escorted by U.S. destroyers. And he said, yeah. And I go, the flow rate can't be very good, right?
Or at
And
least
the
not what it was, right?
yeah, and there's a linear relationship between energy and the world consumed and the economy. I mean, it's one of the most remarkable linear. So the bigger the economy, the more energy we consume, which makes sort of totally intuitive sense. So if you can cut the total energy available to the economy, you pretty much cut 10% off the economy. And
I
now
mean, that's
one,
easy math.
it's easy
Right.
math, yeah. So that question of how much is getting through and what is the formal constraint on those things, and what's not getting through that could be catastrophic. And then the so-called sort of changes that are going to be occur, which one could argue is the 4D chess model, that we will do this and this, and now it'll change the whole lay of the land. How long will that take? That's a critical question. We're not talking these changes will occur by Tuesday, right?
Right.
So
Well, that's a good point, but I guess what else then? And I think the other side is Trump's insane. He's crazy.
yeah, I don't think
And
that's true at all. I mean,
I don't
I don't
think
buy that
that,
model. Yeah.
yeah, I reject that. And so it's like, what is the other side?
Well, you can make
That's
the
what I'm
argument
trying
he's totally compromised, right?
to say that again.
You can make the argument he's totally compromised.
Yeah, but I find that very hard to believe, right?
Well, except for things that he's done look almost sort of politically suicidal at times, right?
That's where the crazy argument comes in.
Yeah, but I don't buy the crazy
But I
argument.
don't buy the crazy argument. Or it either he's comp okay, so I think it's one or the other. He's either compromised or this is 4D chess.
And but
Because he's not crazy.
the 4D chess, I can even accept that model as long as you're willing to accept the idea that the path from A to checkmate, to maintain the metaphor one step further, will be long and torturous and tremendously painful.
Yeah.
And
I buy it.
that's where, therefore, the enthusiasm for what is happening, this is like saying, look, we're going to amputate your leg. We don't have any anesthetic. You'll be better off when we get this gangrenous leg off you. And you're going, okay, great. You go, no, you're about to hack my leg off, So
Yeah.
I can look at the future where I'm walking along on a prosthetic leg and doing okay, but the present, it looks like a
So I think
painful
that's it,
experience.
Dave. I think that's exactly it. That's the good metaphor. I'm not, I guess this is just a light bulb moment I'm having right now. I think what you just said, I think it's 4D chess, that's going to be torturous.
Yeah, and I'm not convinced of the 40 chess model, but I
No,
don't
I
have
know. I
I
know.
don't have I if you say let's accept the 40 chess model, that's I
That's
that
how
then
that
becomes
becomes
my
more
model.
acceptable.
That
Yeah, yeah,
becomes my
yeah.
model. Yeah.
I'll go on the record. That's my model. 40
Okay.
chess, that's torturous. Because I don't see a lot of way out for a lot of
But he
different.
does, but Trump does unnecessary things that don't make sense to me. So someone very close to him is trading in the oil futures market that appears to be so destructive. Right? Those billion-dollar oil trades that occur 10 minutes before
The
his
close.
tweets.
Yeah.
That tells me that
The
it's
close.
there is an alternative to this model, but it told me in theory at least that it's someone very close to him. Someone who knows 10 minutes in advance that he's going to send a tweet.